welcome to Farm Chatter. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create our modern homestead. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting. Hello, welcome back to Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We are recording this in the middle of August, and we are full on tomato time.
Oh my goodness, yes. Tomatoes, finally.
And that's one of my favorite things to come from the garden, and one of the things that I use the most in terms of prepping for winter meals and preserving and storing different things from those tomato products. But we've been talking a lot about how slow they feel to ripen.
Oh, wow. Normally, in a normal year, now everything was late this year planting because we had a late wet spring. And so our tomatoes didn't get in the ground this year until right around Mother's Day. A little bit before that, but then we had all this rain.
We had rain,
so much rain. And we lost several plants that they just were too wet. They couldn't manage all the water that was standing. And so we lost plants in the beginning. So we had that issue. And then they started setting fruit. The plants look great. We have tomato plants that are over 6 feet tall.
They're beautiful.
They look fantastic. So they start setting fruit pretty early.
Right.
And we did actually, we ate a couple of tomatoes around Father's Day. But then they just stopped. They just stopped ripening. And so we've been waiting and waiting. We got a few cherry tomatoes.
Right.
And so then we waited some more, and here we are almost the middle of August, and we finally are starting into peak season. Normally by now we're past peak, and you know, we'll still have tomatoes until frost, but you know, we're not peak. We haven't even really completely peaked yet. We're getting close.
And if you look in the garden, you have green tomatoes
Tons that are huge and beautiful.
And we're waiting.
We're still waiting. And so it's been difficult because our customers want tomatoes.
I want to give them tomatoes.
We want tomatoes. So we have been taking some to market, but not nearly what I usually have at this point. So we will have some. You have been processing some.
I have little bits as they come on and as I need to use those up. I have a couple of recipes that will use a random amount of tomato. We're eating them fresh. But do you have any way as a gardener to hurry that along at all?
I do have a couple of tricks, or try them. And, you know, I've studied a lot. Heirloom tomatoes are kind of a different animal. They're not like just regular tomatoes. They're more fragile. And they're more susceptible to disease, so they'll get blight, and that's part of it.
But oh, the flavor.
The flavor is amazing. Sometimes the plants look horrible because they're full of blight, and you have to pull that off, and, you know, they just don't look so great. But this year, I really studied a lot more about pruning tomatoes. And so I did prune tomatoes when we were having some trouble getting... we were having trouble getting blooms at first. We weren't even getting blooms. We had nice foliage, but no blooms. And so I did pruning, and which made me a little bit nervous. And, you know, in gardening, that's just something you have to do sometimes. And I like to do it, but, you know, when it's our food, it made me a little nervous. It's like, what if I kill this thing?
That would be bad.
That would be very bad. But actually the pruning worked. So I took off, you know, some of the stuff on the ends that some of them even had blooms on them. I cut some of that back and cleared out the middles of them a little bit. And that really did help open up the plants more so that there was better circulation. And we also had some better ripening.
Mm.
So that worked. And what I also do if they're slow and I'm impatient, which that's kind of, I kind of am impatient.
I think we're all impatient when it comes time for ripe tomatoes.
That's true. But I will pull some of those off of the plant. I'll pull some green ones off and we'll eat them as green tomatoes.
Fried green tomatoes.
Which, you know, that's a shame if you have to.
Hey, I'll do what I have
but,
to do,
you know, we
for
do
the cause.
We do sacrifice for the right. cause. So I have found that that sometimes will stimulate the ripening. And other than that, sometimes you just wait.
That's so hard.
And that's the hard part. And then when we take them to market, that's a challenge.
How so?
The heirlooms in particular are very fragile. And once they do start to ripen, they usually have a very short time period that they're peak. So you want to eat them pretty quick once they're ripe. Because once they start to turn, they turn quickly.
What varieties of tomatoes do you have out there in the garden this year?
Ooh, I have a lot of different ones. And of course, the cherry tomatoes are all heirloom too. So I usually tend to go for... We don't have a whole lot of red tomatoes this year. I didn't realize that. But, you know, in choosing, I did some of the pinks and, you know, Cherokee purple. And one of the best producers we've had so far this year is the yellow mortgage lifter.
Oh, my goodness.
Those have been wonderful.
Those are good.
And I haven't always had, those haven't always done real well for me. But I tried them again, and they did.
And why did they get the name mortgage lifter?
From what I understand, the mortgage lifter, there was a red mortgage lifter. The person that developed that variety was able to sell enough tomatoes. This is my understanding, and I'm just totally probably messing this story up. But my understanding is that they were able to sell enough tomatoes with that variety that they paid off their mortgage.
And it is a large, it's meaty, a,
right. And
delicious.
We do have the red and the yellow, but right mm-hmm. now the yellows, which is typical, usually the pinks and yellows are the first ones to ripen, but those are ripening very well right now.
I didn't realize before you started growing heirloom tomatoes that there was such a thing as a pink variety or a brown variety.
Yeah, there's brown, pink, blue. All different colors of tomatoes, or really the browns and blues and those chocolate, those all pretty much are, I think it's the same. Just people just call them different things in
right.
different areas.
So like a Cherokee chocolate or a Cherokee purple is a brown tomato, as I
yeah.
understand
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's kind of a brown tomato.
And what's one of the pink varieties?
We have a pink beefsteak right now. We also have a German pink, which is delicious. That's kind of a more of a yellow-pink mix. And we've had a few of those, and those are really good. So I can't wait till those really start to produce because they have a delicious flavor.
And then I requested for my own use in the kitchen some paste tomatoes.
Okay,
and
Just a minute. We have a visitor. So you may hear Miss Honeybee. So
doing a little meowing. She's also yeah. walking around the table. So who knows how that's going to go. Yeah. But you grew some paste tomatoes, some big Roma style tomatoes for me to use in juice and salsa, tomato sauce.
And we did a lot more of those this year because we needed some Bloody Mary mix and...
I mean, we did need.
I mean, that
we
was a
out.
Need. Yeah. And, oh, yeah, we needed tomato juice.
Right.
And,
for chili, yeah. things like that. So you have, I think, two varieties of those mm-hmm. you're growing for me?
I have three varieties of the Romas.
Oh, three.
One is the Amish paste, which we've always used. That's a nice, big Roma tomato. We eat those, just eat them. I mean, on salad or in salsa or whatever. But that's a really good...
It's a large...
Preserving tomato.
Preserving, and it produces wonderfully.
Yeah, it's a good producer. It's an awful-looking plant, but good producer. And this year, I also... Johnny's Seeds had Blue Beach, which had a really good rating on preserving. So I did those this year. Those are wonderful.
They are.
Those
They're
are
very
really
flavorful.
Nice. Yeah, those are very nice plants. So we have some of those. And we also have the striped Roma, which is really popular at the market.
It is. You do take those to the market. I use a few of them, but you have been taking those. And we get a lot of good customer reviews about slicing those and just like putting them on a pizza.
Yeah, they're so pretty.
And they're beautiful. And then they have that rich tomato flavor. So those are the tomato varieties and kind of where we're at. And maybe everything or more that you wanted to know about tomatoes.
Right. So there you have it. And if you have any questions about tomatoes or if you have any suggestions to help us out, we would love to hear it.
Absolutely.
You can never learn enough. So until next time.
See ya.
See ya.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm products, check out our online store at fivefelinefarm.com/mercantile. For even more Five Feline Farm goodness, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our blog at fivefelinefarm.com. Until next time.